Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Now, in the Green Scene this week, how biochar can clear pollutants, but first the Ig Nobel Awards, how painting stripes on cattle can repel insects or not. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. This is an extraordinary story.
It is. And as you say, in the week that the Nobel Prizes are being announced, we've taken a slight turn and we're looking at the Ig Nobel Prizes. And they've been going for about 35 years and they are set up to recognise research that first makes you laugh but then makes you think. So,
but it's real research.
It's real research and it's properly peer reviewed. And often it is, you know, curiosity driven research. But often really interesting ideas have come out of this research. So over the last number of years, we've had winners who found plants that could sort of sense fake leaves beside them and mimic them. Last year, the Physiology Ig Nobel Prize went to researchers who found that some mammals can actually breathe through their bums, through their rectums. And this may be interesting for emergency medicine when people are in trauma. We've also had ones looking at dead fish and how they can still basically swim. And one of the funny ones this year was about the food preference of rainbow lizards in Togo, which apparently is four cheese pizza. And that's interesting because this is wildlife being driven into urban environments. So there's lots of funny headlines, but there's interesting research
but
behind it.
The zebra stripes.
So this was one of the prizes this year. And it was a Japanese research team, and they were actually approached by a Wagyu beef farmer. And Wagyu beef is obviously incredibly expensive, and the farmers often don't let the cows out to graze at all because they're so precious and they don't want them to be bitten and they don't want to put pesticides onto them either. So this researcher was inspired by what we know, which is that zebra stripes might seem to protect them from being bitten. So he set up an experiment where he painted cows with stripes. So he had some cows that weren't painted. He had a cow that was painted with white stripes and with black stripes. And they monitored those and they counted sort of behaviour to get rid of flies like swishing your tail or stamping your feet. And they also obviously counted the number of flies that landed on them. They took pictures and the number of bites. And then they circulated the cows. So if you were painted one week, you were not painted another week just to make sure it wasn't.
As a control.
So they did it properly. And what they found was consistently the cows painted with white stripes had 50% less bites, fewer bites than the other cows in the
experiment.
So that's
the observation. What's the scientific theory?
Well, the theory is that the flies are sort of confused by this black and white stripe pattern. It makes their landing zone a bit less clear. And I guess if you're a fly, you'll just go to the guy next door maybe who's not painted where you can see a clear zone. But it is interesting. It only took them about 5 minutes to paint each cow. So potentially this is a pretty quick and easy method that you could cut down on the use of sort of pesticides or sprays. And it's good for animal welfare. And apparently some of the farmers in Japan are now actually trying it out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the second story is about biochar and how it can clear pollutants.
Yeah, and we've talked about biochar before because it's turning out to be a bit of a kind of miracle compound. And it's sort of like a type of charcoal. And one of the great things about biochar is it's made from waste material, essentially. So organic material, food waste, old bits of wood. It's baked like you would make charcoal, but at high temperatures with low oxygen. And again, we would have all heard about things like charcoal being used if someone had, you know, needed to have their stomach pumped because charcoal acts like a sponge and it can suck up lots of pollutants. So we knew that biochar was very good at that. We knew that if you added it to soil, it was a way to increase nutrients being held in the soil. It seemed to be a way to hold carbon in the soil. And it seemed to also catalyse the breakdown of things like nitrates. So it was already sort of shaping up to be something very useful that we could use. But this is new research, which has actually found another whole dimension to biochar, which is that it is actively breaking down pollutants itself. So it's not just holding on to things like a sponge or helping reactions to happen quicker. And the scientists, what they've discovered, scientists in China, biochar is a carbon-based material. And actually, people might have heard of graphene, which is where you have single layers of carbon. carbon, which is a very interesting material that was discovered in the University of Manchester, and great research going on here in Trinity too. But biochar has little arms sticking out that are kind of carbon and oxygen and hydrogen and oxygen. And these sort of act as handholds where they grab onto the pollutants. But then the sort of graphite-like structure helps electrons to flow to the pollutants. And if you're adding electrons to a molecule, you make it unstable. So you're changing the charge of the pollutant molecule. Yeah. Imagine it's a bit like you've gone and unscrewed the screws in a piece of furniture. It's become a bit more unstable. So it starts to break itself down much more quickly. So things like nitrates, phosphorus-based chemicals that are causing real problems as agricultural runoff are actually been broken down much more quickly. And about 50% of the biochar's cleanup ability is down to its own chemical structure. And it's really fascinating to discover that.
So the practical application, I mean, would we see it in wastewater treatment plants?
I think really this opens up a huge amount, because also we can tailor it. We could design, because the way you make the biochar could increase how good it is at this. So yes, it could be used, to treat runoff from storms. It could be used to treat wastewater in a very efficient way. It's a really good idea for a local solution, because here you can develop relatively low cost biochar production plants where communities might put their waste organic material into it. And then it could be reused, if you're designing wetlands where stormwater is going to run off, that it will filter out the pollutants. It can go into agricultural soil and it'll have loads of benefits for the soil. And of course, when we hear about the state of our rivers, that's something we really want to address, but also our drinking water. There's some parts of the world, generally our water here is good, but nitrates can cause real issues, particularly for young children. So the potential here is huge. And really, now we understand the science, it's about the policy. Can we line up the policy, the farmers, the water treatment people and the public to get behind something like this.
So a very old technology with very modern possibilities.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much. We'll have news next.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.